is happening tonight and tomorrow, according to Astronomy Ireland. The weather conditions are ideal for seeing up to 3 shooting stars a minute, with a moonless night ahead and a high pressure forecast. This year's Geminid meteor shower could be the best chance in years to make a wish or two. A short time ago, I spoke to astronomer David Moore, who'll be counting the meteors himself during this natural celestial fireworks display.
Well, we have the best meteor shower of the year, the Geminids. They produce about 20 times more shooting stars or meteors than normal. So it should be a really spectacular celestial fireworks display for the whole country.
And how will people be able to see it?
Well, the great thing is you don't need any equipment, just the naked eye. If you've got telescopes or binoculars, leave them indoors. You want to see as much sky as possible. So if you can get a sun lounger or something to recline back on and fill your vision with sky, that's how you'll see the most. And what we want people to do is to count them. Tell us how many they see every 15 minutes. It's as simple as that. And that has real scientific value. That's how we know this is the best shower of the year, because people have been counting it year in, year out, not scientists.
What time this evening, and how long do you expect it to go on for?
Well, the peak is a fairly slow-moving thing. So all tonight, Wednesday, and all Thursday night will give almost as good results, because it'll vary a little bit over the course of the night anyway. So we want people to count them from dusk till dawn, if you can, on Wednesday night, Thursday night, tonight, tomorrow night. And if you go to our website, astronomy.ie, it'll show you where to send those counts. And there'll be a big report produced in the Astronomy Ireland magazine recalling what people have seen throughout the whole island.
And if you live in the city, if there's clouds, are they going to obstruct your view?
Yeah, clouds are the big problem in Ireland, especially. Temperatures are expected to be above normal, which is good. Not too much ice and snow on the ground as we've had in previous years. And there's even a ridge of high pressure forecast. You know, but if it's not clear, do keep checking the sky, because I was doing it last night and for hours it was cloudy. Then miraculously it cleared up and I got to see at least a dozen of the Geminids, even though we're not at the peak. So keep checking the sky is the message. If you live in the city, well, you're going to see less, because there are more faint Geminid meteors than there are bright ones. But I've watched from the suburbs of even big city like Dublin and had a fantastic view, because the Geminids are known for producing fireballs, very bright meteors. So it's well worth watching, even if you can't get out to the countryside.
So what are we watching? What is a shooting star? What is a meteor shower?
Well, they're bits of dust that have fallen off, usually comets. But in this case, we think it's either the dead core of a comet or else an actual rocky asteroid that gets very close to the sun, and the sun bakes it and bits fly off its surface in the same way comets are always outgassing and giving off small pieces of debris. And as we go around the sun, we hit them at about 35 kilometers per second, about 80,000 miles an hour. Remember, a bullet is typically 1 kilometer per second. So this is 1,000 times more energy than a speeding bullet from a rifle. And that makes them burn up in the atmosphere as they re-enter in just a fraction of a second.
Is this a regular occurrence?
Yeah, whenever we get to this part of our orbit, the parent body called Phaeton that goes around the sun, it doesn't cross too close to our orbit, about 3 million kilometers distance, which is nothing in space. And so when we get to the closest point where our orbit and its orbit are closest, usually December 13th or 14th each year, that's when we're plowing through the thickest part of debris that is left all around its orbit. So it'll always happen around December 13th, 14th. People may know the other big meteor shower in August, the Perseids. It's caused by a comet that comes back every 120 years. And again, it'll always be around August 11th or 12th. But the Geminids are actually now twice as good as the Perseids, and it's people counting them and sending them in to people like Astronomy Ireland that has actually shown us that one shower has declined and the other one's increased. That's why we really do want people to send us their counts this year.
And that's astronomer David Moore speaking to us earlier. 840